Audio by Nightfawn. Find me on r/Nightfawn or on Patreon, Pornhub, or YouTube at Nightfawn. This audio was created by a consenting adult for other consenting adults. Please do not repost or republish my work. Thank you and enjoy.
Hey. It's you. I'm back again so soon. The dark wouldn't let you out of your studies early again. Yeah, I can see why he might be frustrated with you. You're too attuned to white magic for someone as vile as him.
Brilliant father, huh?
I'm sorry, that was too harsh of me. Anyway, how have you been doing? That's great. Don't let what he says get you down. Just because you don't revel in destruction like your older sister, doesn't mean you're a failure as a mage. Besides, I much prefer white mages. Way more pleasant to talk with, as our lengthy conversations can attest to. You know, I just realized something. It's my birthday today. No, I'm not going to badger you about not getting me a present. You couldn't have known, it's just... It's been 4 months since I was imprisoned here. 4 months since we brave and noble knights stormed the tower of the accursed Dark One. Hoping to put an end to his cruel reign, and for what? We were swarmed and defeated within minutes, and locked up immediately after. Those of us he didn't immediately break into either were just put here, to be tortured for information or held for ransom. Some birthday, huh? What? No, don't look so sad. It's not your fault. Listen to me. You may be his son, but that does not mean you share any of the blame for his actions. I know what you're like. You're someone who only wants to help. That's why you took up white magic. So you could help people, instead of maiming them like your sister. You are one of the kindest, sweetest people I've ever met. If it weren't for you, I would have never been able to endure what he's put me through. I owe you my life. Don't you ever forget that. No, I'm not lying. It might be weird saying this, but... Right now, you're my best friend. And given what I know of your, unfortunate life story, I'm your only friend. I guess we're both prisoners of your father, huh? Don't feel bad, though. If it weren't for him, we never would have met. There's a silver lining in everything. Being able to talk face to face would make this so much easier. I feel like I can't convey my true thoughts through bars like this. You think the same way? And you have a way to fix it? Well, don't hide it. Show me. You jerk! You can't just walk through walls without any warning! That's so not cool. Yeah, laugh it up. Fine, I guess that was pretty cool. When did you learn phase magic? But I guess I shouldn't be surprised you picked up another magic that fast. What? I look cute.
when I'm angry? Is... does that so? Anyway, what did you come down here to see me for? We only spoke yesterday. What? You have something to tell me. Break me... you're going to break me out of here? Are you serious? No, I'm not unhappy, just... in shock. I've been locked up in here for so long that the outside world feels like a distant memory. But if you really can get me out of here, that would be incredible. But what about your father? Really? Out on a mission and he won't be back for days? That's awfully convenient. And your sister won't care about your whereabouts enough to check in on you. And I have noticed that the guard levels are strained enough, and I guess my absence won't be noticed for a while. Magic uniforms. So, we're really going to just walk out the back door? Dressed as scouts? That's so audacious, it might just work. Tell me, Prince of Darkness, why would you go through all of this for me? You realize that if you were caught, your father would inflict on you 1,000 times the tortures I've suffered. Even you couldn't last through all that. No, it is not a risk to brush off. You don't know how anxious it makes me, knowing that your visits here endanger your life like this. Every time you leave the dungeons, I feel terrified that you might never come back, or that you might come back only to join me in the adjacent cell. I care far too much about you to just let you ignore the risks. So tell me, what makes it worth it? Why would you do this for me? No, that's not it. It's the right thing to do doesn't just justify you putting your life on the line for someone like me. You're the Prince of Darkness. You could do so much for the world. Why would you risk throwing it all away for a lowly knight like me? You love me? Well, that's certainly one way to give someone a birthday surprise. You're not lying, are you? Because I don't know if I could handle that. Please, be honest with me. Don't lie to me just to get me to go with you. Oh. So it's the truth. You've loved me since you first laid eyes on me, but didn't have the courage to go any further under your father's eyes. I suppose I could accept that answer. Well then, let's get on with it. Hurry up and get changed, Prince of Darkness. We don't exactly have time to spare. Honestly, I almost didn't think this plan would work. You really need to work on your acting. I thought for sure we'd get caught by that one captain. It feels so nice to be outside again. And the sun feels so warm. I haven't felt this warm in ages. So, now that we're almost to town, I think we need to return to the issue at hand. No, not that. I've given it some thought and... Well, I think I might possibly... Perhaps, potentially, in a manner of speaking... Fondly? I think I love you too. Shut up. That is the best you're going to get, your princeliness. What? How long have I loved you? Well, I guess it wasn't really that long after we first met that those feelings started developing. It was about 2 months after I arrived here. Most of my fellow soldiers had already cracked under the torture, or chosen death instead, but I'd managed so far. Your father had his methods, though, and I was on the verge of giving up. I felt so weak. So powerless. If it had gone on any longer, I probably would have surrendered. And then I met you. The first time I saw you, I thought I was seeing a ghost. You were still so scared back then. You spent so many days building up the courage just to talk to me. Your father and sister had really done a number on your self-confidence, but one day you managed it. I was in a very bad way back then. Covered in bruises and cuts, a broken leg, suffering from an infection that just never seemed to heal. And it wasn't just physical. My mental state was only hanging on by a thread. I felt like I was dishonoring the memory of my comrades and kingdom by even considering giving up. It was getting harder and harder to even think happy thoughts at all. I was hunched over, covered in blood and crying my eyes out like a pathetic, miserable wreck of a knight. When I felt a touch on the back of my neck. Suddenly, it felt like all my pain was fading away. I could think clearly for the first time in a while. I picked myself up and turned around and saw you. You were so afraid. You flinched away from my gaze. But you had the courage to turn back. And you stared. We both did. Just taking each other in. I think we were both aware, on some level, that this wasn't any ordinary meeting. When you explained who you were, I could see you expected that I would hate you. But I never did. I didn't see a tyrant like your father, or a tyrant in the making like your sister. I saw a kind, sweet-hearted boy. One who couldn't leave a poor wreck like me in pain. You saved my life, and showed me I still had a future. I'll never forget that. Though it's not like I never did anything for you.
I remember how shy you were around women. It took me ages to teach you how to do that properly. Evidently it worked if you're going around confessing to them. That's the town! Let's go! We really need to hurry and find an inn. I'm exhausted, and I can see that you are too. You do have the gold for one, right? This looks like as good a place as any. I never thought I'd be so happy to be indoors again. Oh, it's so warm in here. Hello there. Room for two, please. That sounds perfect. Thank you. Up the stairs and on the left here? Thank you so much. Well, this is it. Huh. This room's pretty great for the price. I'm happy. Though I suppose any room is nice compared to my old cell. That bed looks super comfy. Though I guess it's not much compared to whatever monster of a bed your room in that castle was. Oh? We're not going to be doing a whole lot of sleeping yet, are we? Whatever could you mean? Actually, let me answer that. Lean against the wall. Don't be shy. I swear you'll love this. Just close your eyes and let me kiss you. See? I knew you'd like it. I certainly did. Your lips taste so sweet. Let's do it again. Wow. I love this so much. I love you so much. Say, do you want to go further? Like, all the way? Do you really want me to say it? I want to make love with you. Yes, you heard me right. I've never been more sure of anything before now. I want you to give yourself to me. In body, heart, and mind. I want to give all of myself to you as well. Do you want that too? No, don't worry. It doesn't matter that you're not experienced with this. I am, and I want to help you. So just lie back on the bed and let me make you feel wonderful. Let's start by taking those clothes off. I'll just start sliding that top of yours off and... Man, you've sure put on a lot more muscle since we first met. Still not as much as me, though. Take your gloves off. And your shoes. Only one last item of clothing to go. Let's get it out of the way and... Oh. Oh my god. There's no problem. It's just, that is one good-looking cock. Let's get going now. I'll just wrap my hands snugly around it and start stroking up and down, nice and slowly. Just like that. Up and down. It feels so warm and hard. And it's really nice. I can tell from the blush in your cheeks that you're loving it too. Let me just spit on my hand a bit. Just to make it feel better. I'll go even faster now. And rub my thumb against your head a little. Just like that. Even use your prey as a bit of lube. You're throbbing in my hand. You must be getting so close already. You must be really loving this. Let me use my mouth as well. I want to taste all of your seed. So good, my prince. The seed of a powerful mage, certainly. Let me clean you up down there. I hope I'm not being too bold in asking this, but could you serve me too? Tonight? Really? Don't worry that you don't know too much. I can guide you. Let me just change out of this dull scouting uniform. So, what do you think of me? I know I'm nothing special. I may have had a few encounters before now, but truth be told, that was mostly due to being the only woman in my division. At home, I never had any attention from men. I was always the quiet type. A bit like you, I suppose. My body was never beautiful. I was always so plain, and months on a prison diet hasn't helped, but please, tell me what you think of me. Don't hold anything back. I can take it. Really? You think I'm gorgeous? I don't know what to say. So, what part of me do you find the most beautiful? My long, flowing black hair? My tanned skin? My beautiful breasts? I can see that your gaze is aimed a little further down. I know exactly what you're looking at. Yes, I am wet. Dripping, even. It's been running down my powerful thighs for a while now. All because of you, naughty boy. What are you going to do to make it right? That's right. You're going to make me feel insanely good tonight. Let me climb on top of you and straddle you right above your eager little face. You may be a prince, but tonight, I'm your queen. And as my duly devoted servant, you'll do anything to make me happy, won't you? I can tell from the way you look that you can't wait to get started. Let me just slowly lower myself onto you. Nice and slow. Show me what you've got, my little prince. That's amazing. You're inexperienced, but it's so eager. It feels so good. Keep going. You're doing great. Oh, God. Oh, I can feel myself getting so close already. Oh, it feels so incredible. Oh, right there. Oh, right there. That's the spot. You're going to make me come. I can't help but squeeze your head nice and tight between my powerful thighs. And bury my fingers in your hair and tug. Oh, I'm stuck right there. Right fucking there. Amazing. That was amazing. You are so good. Let me just climb off you now. Easy does it. You look so happy. You must have really enjoyed pleasing your queen, didn't you? I'm glad. But you look so out of breath. Are you sure you'll be able to keep going? Oh. Of course. I should have expected you'd have a spell for that. So, let's get to the good part. Just keep laying down there and let me get on top of you. Oh, you look so nervous. It's adorable. Don't worry. You don't have anything to be afraid of. Don't be scared that you won't perform well since it's your first time. I know what I'm doing, and I'm in charge. I'll make sure that we both feel good. I'm already straddling you. Just let me grab your cock, line it up with me, and slide it in. Oh, it's all the way in. Oh, your face looks so cute when you're having sex. I can see the pleasure radiating out of you. It's making me even more aroused. Your cock feels amazing all the way inside me. Let's just get started then. I want to make the both of us feel amazing. This feels so good. I love getting to ride you like this. Let me speed it up. Oh, you look absolutely delectable with your face all flushed like that. I bet this is the best you've ever felt, my little prince. It's about to get even better. I'm being honest. This is the best I've ever felt. No, I'm not lying. I fucked a lot of people before, but it's different when I'm fucking someone I love. Every movement sends a wave of pleasure coursing through me. Yes. Oh, yes, that's what I like to see. That passion in your eyes. It's driving me wild. When you thrust back up into me, it feels so incredibly amazing. I can feel myself getting close to orgasm already. What? You're getting close to? Of course you are. I can feel you twitching so hard inside me. This is going to feel so great. I want to feel like this forever. Let me go even faster. I want to make you feel even more incredible as we climax together. Come in me. Come in me. Come in me. Beautiful. I haven't ever come that hard before. You look amazing from here, my little prince. You did amazing. You are amazing. Let me just climb off of you. And lay down here, next to you on the bed. I still need to catch my breath. Oh, don't get shy on me now, little prince. I only want to give you a hug. You'll let me do that, won't you? Good. Your body feels so warm. I feel so good lying here with my arms around you. You're going to travel to the capital of the Light Kingdom tomorrow? To meet with their king? You're going to offer your services in their army? I guess I shouldn't be surprised. I know you always want to help people. And I'll be there, right by your side. I am your sword and shield, my prince. I will always protect you for as long as you need me. Still, we do have the rest of the night to ourselves. Right now, I don't care about anything else except lying here with you. You might not be the Prince of Darkness anymore, but you'll always be my prince. I finally found the man of my dreams, and I couldn't be happier. Let's drift off to sleep together. Tomorrow will be a new start for the both of us. The start of the rest of our lives. Our lives together. Forever. I love you, my prince.